I invite you to take your Bible and look with me in Matthew chapter 13, and my text is from verse 47 down to verse 50.
Tareni titakuleni mabaibu watu ombu kula Matthew chapter 13, nimeakea 45 kutika mose.
And this message is about the parable of the net.
Ndipo lero tili mu fanizo la ngale ndila khoka.
Here in Matthew 13 and verse 47, we read, "Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind."
Ndipo tikaverenga mbuku la Matthew chapter 13, ndimanga 47. Audi ndiposo fumwa kumwamba uliofana na ndikoka aloponyedwa mnyanja ndikusonkhanitsa pamodzi zisamidu
yose. Then verse 38, "Which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away."
Ndipo ndimakira 48, audi ndipo lina limene podzala analivundulira pamtunda, analivulira pamtunda, ndipo mmene anakhala pansi adasonkhanitsa zabwino mzorengera koma zoyipa anazitaya kuthengo.
And then verse 49, the Lord gives us the interpretation. "So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just."
Ndipo ndimaka 49 akuti padzatero pachimaliziro cha nthawi ya pasi pano, angelo adzatuluka nadzawasankhula oyipa pakati pa abwino.
And verse 50 says, "And shall cast them into the furnace of fire, there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth."
Ndimaka 50 akuti nadzawataya mwanjo ya moto.
So here again we see our Lord using a parable, a story, to illustrate spiritual truth.
And
this is a story that many of us can understand because we've all seen fishermen taking their nets and casting them into the water.
And
you know that when you cast that net, it spreads out over a broad area and then sinks down toward the bottom. And the fisherman begins to pull it in, and when he does, it not only brings in good fish, but every sort of debris that it picks up from the bottom. Not everything that is brought in is good.
And that's
where you see the fishermen sit down and sort out the good fish from all the rest of the rubbish, the weeds, the dirt, any kind of vermin that might be dragged in with the net.
And
so you may ask then, how is this a picture of the kingdom of heaven?
Well,
in the kingdom, you see the word king, There's one who rules over all.
Mawoti ufumu amatsagana ni mawoti ufumu imene imatsogolera ufumu.
And the term kingdom of heaven means that kingdom which is from heaven and therefore rules over all.
Ne akamati ufumu wakumwamba akurandauza zauti nkhani imene afuna olankhula.
So here's a parable that shows us how God is accomplishing his purpose in the world as king. And the gospel of Christ is compared to a net that is cast into the sea. But as we can see from this parable, God has never purposed that that net gather in everybody.
Koma tiona kuchokera mufanizo ili kuti khoka loponyedwa pa nyanjalo sulo lidayikidwa kuti likakoke china chilichonse kapena wina aliyense ayi.
You see, this is the false message that is being preached today, that somehow God loves everybody and wants everybody to be saved, and so these preachers go out and try to convince people to make some sort of decision for Jesus, hoping that as many as possible will be saved.
Izi zikutsutsana ndi mmene anthu amalalikirira amene amanena kuti Mulungu amakonda wina aliyense ndipo Yesu adabwera kufera wina aliyense kuti akapulumutsidwe ndi amanena kuti kwatsala kwa munthu kupanga chisankho kuti apulumuke kapena kusapulumuka. Uthenga wabwino sikulankhula choncho, ndipo ili ndi bodza lenileni lochoka kwa anthu ochenjera pakamwa polalikira.
So what this parable is teaching us is that, yes, there are those that are called here in verse 48, the good, that gathered the good into vessels. So there are those that God has purposed to save, and yet there are those that are the bad that will be cast away.
Komandu mmele tikumvetsela uthenga wabwino uchokera mundima ka 48, ikuonetsa kuti atakhala pasi anasonkhanitsa zabwino. Mzotengera amena kuimira iwo osankhidwa a Mulungu ndeno akamba soza zoipa zidatayidwa zimene zimira anthu osasankhidwa wopita kuchionongeko.
When the gospel of Christ is preached, there are those that the Lord will graciously draw to Christ because he has purposed that they should be saved and were saved by the death of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Uthenga wabwino ukamalalikidwa umafotokozera bwino kuti Ambuye Yesu adabwera kufa pa mtanda ukakhazikitsa chipulumutso kwa iwo osankhidwa nthawi yomweyo nkukawasiya kunja iwo osasankhidwa kuona kuti powamba mkota pa ichi uthenga wabwino ukamalalikidwa umakhala kuti ukulekanitsa pakati pa osankhidwa opulumuka ndi iwo olekedwa opita kuchionongeko.
But you know as well as I do that where the gospel is preached there are those that are drawn, but not by the Spirit of grace. They're drawn out of curiosity, or they've heard this message and they want to know more, and so they follow it for a while, and yet there's never been a work of grace in their heart. Outwardly, they appear to be following Christ and this message declared in the gospel. In fact, our congregations are full of such people. They come sit and they listen and they hear with us. And yet, in the end, they will be cast off.
Kunja, amaoneka ngati okhulupirira kuti akutsatira uthenga wabwino weniweni, pamene mkati sauziwa konse za uthenga wabwino kodwa kuti amango tsogolera mwachiphamaso mulibe uthenga wabwino mwa iwo.
A classic example would be Judas Iscariot.
Woyamba wa iwo tikumuona ndi Judas Iscariot.
The Lord said he'd chosen his 12 disciples, but he said, one of you is the son of perdition. So here's an example with the gospel net being cast, and the Lord drew 11 of those disciples to himself. They're considered to be the good fish by God's grace, but there was one of them that was evil and ultimately would betray the Lord Jesus Christ. So here was Judas that was drawn by the Lord Jesus Christ and his ministry when he came into this world, and yet all along he would betray the Lord Jesus Christ.
Njeno tikumuona Judas Iscariot kuti adachita kuita ndoso ndi Mulungu. Ndipo cholinga chimene adamuitanira Mulungu ndikuti akagwira ntchito ya utumiki yopereka Ambuye Yesu kuti aphedwe. Kuti pali ena amene amachita kungowaitana cholinga choti azikangopereka utumiki kuzunza utumiki basi koma asali wosankhidwayi.
He went out and preached with the other disciples because the Lord sent them out two by two. He witnessed the miracles that were performed.
Ndipo Yudasi adali mmodzi wochitira umboni za zodabwitsa zimene adaona kuti mizimu yoyipa imagochokera kumwamba magwa pasi koma ali osasankhidwa.
But none of the disciples knew that he was the son of perdition. The Lord did, but they didn't. They were fooled by his apparent outward profession.
Wow. Mutani mumuone Yudasi Iskariot uchi. Panalibe munthu mmodzi wa kuphunziraja amene amamdziwa kuti ndi mwana wachita iko. Ayi, amamuona monga mʼbale, ndipo nayenso amachitira umboni za zozizwitsa za uthenga wabwino ngati wokhulupirira za uthenga wabwino. Mpaka napa pamene Ambuye Yesu anachitonera kuti inu ndi abwino koma uyu ndi mwana wachita iko, Judas Iscariot.
In fact, at the last Passover meal that the Lord ate with his disciples, when the Lord said one of them would betray him, and then Judas got up and left, they thought he was going out to pay alms to the poor. They had no idea that it was him that was betraying the Lord.
Wow. Na amene adali wakamtereka Ambuye Yesu. Kodwa kuti pamene adadzuka apo pamene pachapo kutuluka, anthu amaganiza kuti akagula zakudya zoti tidye, kapena ayambitse bungwerana amasiye, osadziwa kuti upita kugwira ntchito yotumikidwa Satana njerekezi kupereka Ambuye Yesu.
So let this be a reminder even to us that as the gospel is being preached, people will want to join us or follow after for different reasons. It's like the net dragging in all kinds of dirt and rubbish and weeds and trash once the net is cast.
So ziwika nchakuti pamene tikulalikira uthenga wabwino. Ziwani kuti uthenga wabwino uli ngati kombe. Khoka limene limaponyedwa mamadzi. Limene lizikwa ka anthu osiyana siyana wasankhidwa ndi wasasankhidwa woyipa ndi abwino omwe wasadzakokera pamodzi koma nthawi kukwana onse ena wamakoka ncholinga choti azingokwanitsa ulumiki koma asali wasankhidwa.
It's easy for us to be fooled because when we preach, this is a gospel that many have not heard. And so initially there's curiosity, there's excitement, and there's many that seem to follow. And we get all excited thinking, oh, the Lord's doing a work. He's doing a work, but there has to be a separation. It was this way with the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. There were many that followed him for different reasons. Just like we see over here in John chapter
2
and verse 23. It says here in verse 23 of John 2, but when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day, notice, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But look at verse 24. It says, but Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men. And needed not, verse 25, that any man should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. There are many today that will stand up and testify that they belong to the Lord, and yet the Lord will say unto them, I never knew you. So coming back to this parable here in Matthew 13 of the net, the Lord is showing that it was never his intent to save everybody.
Ambuye Yesu akuonetsera poera kuti cholinga chake sikudali kukakoka chita chilichonse ngati chofunikira ayi.
In fact, what this parable is teaching us is that the world will remain divided right up until the end.
Koma kuti apa makakhazikitsa kuti kuchokera pachiyambi mpana kumapeto dziko lapansi lidzakhala logawika kwe pakati.
Like it says there in verse 49, so shall it be at the end of the world. The angels will come forth and sever the wicked from among the just. There are a lot of preachers and organizations that think that if we just get enough people out into the world, that we can change the world, we can reform the world, and we can usher in the kingdom of Christ. But that's not how God has purposed it. What this parable is teaching us is that there are those that are wicked vessels, so ordained by God, and then there are those that are called the just, or that means the justified ones, justified by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. This parable of the net is a confirmation of what Christ had already given as a parable with the wheat and the tares just a few verses prior. Remember, we saw that in Matthew 13 and verse
37.
It says, he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. That's Christ. And then verse 38, the field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. So in this parable, the Lord is using the illustration of a farmer sowing the field and there being wheat and tares. But it's the same message we see here in the parable of the net. In both parables, you have the good and the bad. But what makes one to be good and the other bad? It's not the wheat that determined itself to be wheat, nor are the tares what determined that they should be tares. It's God that so ordained. It's like the parable of the net. The fish did not determine themselves to be good, and the rest of what is found in the sea, whether weeds or trash or dirt, did not determine itself to be bad. That was determined by God Himself. But the good news is that God has determined that there are those that should be of the good seed. I call it the God seed, God determined seed. And that's why in verse 47, when it describes the kingdom as unto a net that is cast into the sea represents humanity, represents the world. When we go out and preach the gospel, we don't know what all it's going to gather in, but we know there are those that God has purposed to draw to Christ because He has purposed to save them in Christ.
So ziwika nchakuti pali mbeu zabwino zimene zidzafesedwa zimene zikuimira zosankhidwa. Koma nkhani ndi yakuti nyanja imene pakuponyedwa gombe uyu ndikuimira dziko lapasi limene niwe simmadziwa kuti mulalikire uthenga wabwino ni ndani amene imkokolole uthengawo umtenge kukamsonkhanitsa pamodzi ndi wina simmadziwa koma mbuye ndi amene amadziwa amene ali ake ndi amene siali ake.
And just as in planting a field, we know that there's that seed that will produce, but we also know wherever the seed is, there's going to be tares. And the same illustration with the fisherman casting the net. When he casts that net, he knows that it's going to bring in all sorts of things, but ultimately, there is going to be that which he will keep, and the rest he'll cast away. I find it interesting in verse 49 of our parable how it is that it is described, this dividing between the good and the wicked. It's not up to us to determine what is good and what is evil. That's God's work. There are some we may never know that they were sons of perdition all along. They spent their time next to us. They sat with us. They worshipped with us. And yet they were wicked all along. That should give us all pause, just like with the disciples when the Lord at the last Passover said, "One of you will betray me." They went around each one and asked the question, "Is it I, Lord? Is it I?" So that's why in verse 49, the way it's put there, it says, "At the end of the world, the angels shall come forth and separate the wicked from," notice, "among the just." That's like the tares among the wheat. It's not that they're out there in the world. There are those that will be condemned. We're talking about where the gospel is preached. There are these that sit and listen, and yet their hearts remain unconverted.
Oipa pakati pa abwino. Kutandauza kuti osasankhidwa osa akozotheka kukhala pakati panu, ndikumayendera limodzi, kumamva limodzi, kumaona ngati amamva uthenga wabwino ndi amodzi wa inu, koma asali amodzi wa inuyo. Kwa inu ntchito yanu sikuloza anthu kuti inu ndinu osasankhidwa, inu ngosapulumuka. Ayi, Mulungu amawadziwa amene ngosankhidwa ndi iwo osasankhidwa.
So well, this parable is to remind us, yes, that the net has been cast. It was cast when Christ came into this world and laid down his life, just like the seed was sown in his death.
And
And this net will continue to fill until the Lord comes back, and it'll be filled with the preaching of the gospel throughout the world. There are many that are coming in under the hearing of the gospel. But just know that in the end, not everyone will be saved. It's like in Matthew chapter 22 and verse 8, where the king sent his servants out and told them to declare, verse 8, the wedding is ready, but they which are bidden were not worthy.
It is used in Monga Meritio Naso, Kumateo Jabra and the Tundimaga 80, Imene Imone Saurada Ruma Amitenga, Uraga de Gurichagudia Chapsha, before Afuniga and Tabera Gaje, Maromaga Dangopi and Sokanitsa Gulambili Mbili, Udibere Pogajabo, Kumauzo Udibari, Iwa Menanega Guloa, Diwa Menanega Uganidua.
This is a parable that you see in Matthew 22 and verse 2. Of the kingdom of heaven, likened unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son.
Now,
when it says in verse 8 that they which were bidden were not worthy, it's talking about the Jews. When Christ came into this world to establish his kingdom, the Jews rejected
him.
But regardless of men's opposition, God is going to have a people for his son that he gave that son to marry. And that's why in verse 9 he says, go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. That's like casting the broad net into the sea. And notice, it says in verse 10, so those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all, as many as they found, notice, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. Just like we see here in the parable of the net being cast and gathering in the good and the bad. Who are the bad? They are those that left to themselves are sinners by nature, and even though they sit under the umbrella of the gospel, yet they remain unconverted. Who are the good? Well, they are those that God has purposed to declare righteous in the death of his son. That's the only way any can be called good before God. It's by the substitution of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now here's an example of some that come in among those that God has called and yet are not elect. It says in verse 11, when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. According to this culture, whenever a king called people to a wedding of his son, he would provide them the wedding garment when they got there. So everybody would have the same garment. It's a picture of the wedding garment of God's righteousness that is put to the account of those sinners that he came to save. We all have the same garment. It's the righteousness of God in Christ. But here was a man who slipped in, and I'm sure probably was well dressed, and yet it was not the garment provided by the Father, and therefore he was singled out. Here's a picture of the bad being drawn in with the good. And that's where verse 12, he saith unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. This speaks of many in our day who have a profession of faith and yet do not have the righteousness of God put to their account in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's like those of which Paul testified, saying they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. And here's where you see the dividing in verse 13. Then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot and take him away and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's the same thing we see in our parable of the net that was cast, that the angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from the just, in verse 50 of Matthew 13, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
kufanizwa la nekoka lopojedwa panyanja likuonetsa kuti angelo adzabwera ndikuleganitsa kusankhula zabwino kusiya zoipa pamenenso ukwakulankhula zoona kuti adzaleganitsa ndikummanga manja ndi miyendo kamponya kumdima wakunja kuti akalire ndikukuta mano pamene ena ali mchisangalalo chawo.
And you can see how the Lord sums it up in Matthew 22 and verse 14. Many are called, but what? Few are chosen. Many are called in this sense. They come under the hearing of the gospel as it's preached. And there's some sort of reaction or response. But their coming is not being drawn by the Spirit. Only the elect are drawn by the Spirit of God. Only those that are drawn by the Spirit of God, whom the Lord Jesus Christ came to save, they are saved indeed because of His work. In verse 50 of Matthew 13, all the rest shall be cast into, it's called here, the furnace of fire. That's a description of God's justice and His wrath. If the Lord Jesus Christ has not paid our sin debt, then the wrath of God abides on us. There are many people today that make a profession to know Christ, and yet they come in their own way, just like the man without the wedding garment. They have a righteousness, but it is not that of God in Christ, and therefore they stand condemned. In verse 50 of Matthew 13, when it describes the wailing and gnashing of teeth, this is not out of remorse or regret, but rather anger. That word gnashing of teeth is used of somebody that's angry, like they did with Stephen. They ran on him and stoned him and gnashed on him with their teeth. They were angry over the message of Christ that he preached to them. The picture here of those in hell is that not of people wailing in the sense of, oh, I wish that I had decided otherwise. No, they continue in their rebellion against this very Christ who saves none but those that he came to save. It's not up to man. Salvation's of the Lord. This is not a popular message, and yet it is the message that Christ has given us to declare in this world. We cast the net, and we don't compromise the truth as it is in Christ. And in the end, it's the Lord who will separate out and determine who is his and who isn't. If in the end we are of that number, that few that are elect, then it's by God's grace alone in Christ. But it's the Lord who determines who is his and who isn't. He's just in his condemning, but he's also just in his saving. He saves those for whom Christ paid the debt. So let this be an encouragement to us as we go out and preach the gospel. It's not everybody that is the Lord's. There are many that are going to follow in. That's why we don't get excited by crowds. They're going to come and sit and listen and seem to rejoice. And yet the Lord knows those that are his. And in the end, he will have everyone for whom he paid the debt.
Many thanks to God because of this beautiful time, dear brother, that God made it clear that we should hear this mysterious gospel that separates the elect from the unelect, that differentiates between the true elected sinners from the fake electing sinners.
Yes.
That profess themselves to be stewards, to be saints, to be grace, preach the gospel people, but from the original people that God elected from the beginning, and the Christ came and died for them, and the Spirit regenerated them. What a beautiful time and comfort that the Lord gave us today.
Amen.